I was just trying to catch that comet. I could see the tail. I could see it as I was coming down towards Pumpkin Town out here. But I was looking for a nice dark place to pull over and try to get a picture. By the time I got to 11 and there was an open spot, it was just going down the horizon. I got a picture of the tail end of it, though. But, man, it sure was beautiful from what I could see of it.
Several weeks since I heard about a comet that was passing. Tell me about it. I've forgotten all about it.
I don't have a lot of info. I don't know the name. All I know is it only passes us once every 12,000 years, so you're going to have to wait a little while if you miss it this time. Maybe Bernice can fix you something for the next time. It's going to be invisible for about 3 or 4 days, and it's in the west after sunset. Just look due west if you've got a good view and not a lot of light pollution.
Knock that out, because I got the light pollution. Sort of like San Quentin out back when you walk out there. One of them even follows you as you walk across the yard. But I can go up alongside the house, between my house and my neighbor's. And I do that every night about 10 o'clock and look up and see what I can see. But I had heard about that, and it was passing considerably close comparatively to other things, but you're still talking lots and lots of miles away.
And I've seen a couple of comets in my life, two or three of them, and this has got the longest tail of anyone I've seen. But it probably takes up about 30 degrees of sky. But there was another gentleman there where I pulled over. He and his wife were watching, and he said, "You just missed it." And I said, "I know. I've been catching glimpses of it as I'm driving this way." But he said about 7:30, 7:45, it should be very visible and really beautiful. So maybe you can catch it tomorrow.
I'll make it a point to do that then, Shane. I thought I heard someone break in. Go ahead. Tell me that. Commercial fire department or something up north.
Somebody too, when I let off the key. But anyway, Tom, I'm about home, pulling in the driveway. So my wife's got some dinner waiting on me. But I heard you in there and just wanted to say hello again and tell you about that comet. Maybe if you miss it this time, you can catch it next time.
I'll write it down and make it a point. If I don't write it down, I'll forget it. Okay, Shane, enjoy your supper, and good to hear you again this evening. I just sitting here kind of waiting on the net, and I worked Fernando de Nora and then a German de-expedition out in the Micronesia, out in the Pacific, just for kicks and giggles. But one of them was on sideband, which is rare for me at 28465. I don't usually go up there, but I did, and I heard it, and he was split, and I got him on the first try. He said come back, and I got him on the second, so I think I got a gray line contact there. Take care, Shane. See you later. Ian 4ZLK and 0GR73.
You and Bernice have a good evening. N4ZLK.